Hakka Language 英语。
潘吉接你告诉你。
Acquaintance be forgotten never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgotten days of old lang syne.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
我是 Jenny.
This is Chris.
新的一年2016年要到了，那我们今天的节目呢当然就是 New Year's Special.
Right.
要说说元旦啊。Chris, you know, for a Chinese, the New Year doesn't really start until Chinese New Year.
Of course.
对，但是呢当然对于你们来说 those who live on the Western calendar, the New Year is the New Year.
Right, right.
Big deal. 很重要的。
Yeah, I think most places in the world, it's still a pretty big deal. Even if you're on have the lunar calendar in Asian cultures,
是。
It's still at least recognized or celebrated a bit.
在美国，你们这个 holiday season 其实就从十一月底就从 Thanksgiving， 然后又延续到后面 Christmas， 最后在 New Year， 所以大家一个多月其实都无心恋战。Everyone is so distracted, just thinking about all these holidays.
Right.
How can you work?怎么工作
Well, it's the same thing for Chinese New Year. I mean, you know, you've got the long break and universities are out for a big break.
而且我觉得在中国我们很多就是我们中国人民十一月开始大家就要进入这个过年的 mode 状态，因为就要开始什么春运抢票啊什么的，然后就开始讲过年过年了。但元旦的话呢，在美国我觉得 it's all about partying.好像蛮疯狂的是吧？蛮 crazy 的。
Yeah, but that's kind of in the movies. It's all about partying because that's the only thing that's interesting. But you still, it's a day you spend time, hopefully with family. The day after, there's always like, you know, the parade or the New Year's Day.
对，其实讲到这个，因为圣诞节虽然在国内我们好像就是什么圣诞夜 Christmas Eve 大家会有些庆祝啊什么的、
yeah.
但在美国呢 you celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day、
right.
however New Year's celebration the biggest celebration of course needs to be on New Year's
Eve、yep.
元旦的时候呢当然是要其实就前一天的那个 countdown 倒数、
yeah.
就你们说的 to ring in the New Year
ring in the New Year and itsBut I'd say that's very similar as well to like
春节
春节and everybody watches, most people probably are at home watching TV, watching the big show.
你刚刚说到就是在国内我们都会看春晚嘛过年的时候、
right.
In the States, is there a big TV show people watch on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, there's not just one like there is in China, but it used to be called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve or something
that's
stupid.
The, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the most
sounds so old, like from the 1960s.
对，就是
But it's still called Dick Clark's
Dick Clark's, 对
Rockin' New Year's Eve.
Dick Clark 是一个 TV personality.
Yeah, big, he's old now, very old. Now I think Ryan Seacrest hosts...The New Year's Eve, the Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. Yeah, special.
See, the Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve special 是算美国的一个春晚吧，但是当然它不会就是那种人人都要看，没有达到那个程度。现在因为 Dick Clark 也很老了，所以就像你说的，现在是
not very relevant.
Ryan Seacrest 是另外一个比较年轻的主持人在主持，是哪一个 Which network?
NBC, I don't know. I don't even know.
NBC吧,
I don't know. But it's always in Times Square in New York.
对，他这个秀呢，最主要的他们都是要到纽约的时代广场 because that's where the biggest countdown party is.
And it's the first, that time zone in the US, that's the first time zone to strike midnight.
对，因为美国是分时区的，所以你们的 Eastern Standard Time， 纽约的这个东部时间是最早新年来到的。
Three hours ahead of the West Coast.
对，所以你不能说我到 LA 搞个什么大 party， 然后美国东部人民说我们早就新年了。What are you guys doing？
Right,
是吧？
Right.
所以这个 big Times Square countdown 看起来是很 crazy 的。 我在电视里面看到就是比什么南京路啊北京的王府井人最多的时间好像人还要多。
Yeah.
It's literally not just people from the United States. It's tourists from
all over
the
world.
Yeah. 都会要去那个。
Right.
然后大家把那个 Times Square 挤得水泄不通，这个地方非常拥挤，英文里面你可以说
Yeah, like it's packed or it's jam-packed.
Jam-packed or packed, 就是真的是人很多很多很多，对不对、
right.
然后呢那个真的 countdown happens 的时候，他们会有一个大的crystal ball.
Yeah,、
right?
there's like a ball that it's called the dropping of the ball.
The dropping of the ball 就是他们新年到来这一刻、
yeah.
有一个很大的一个像水晶球 crystal ball, 然后他们就会十九八七的那个 ball 就放下来。
Does the
ball open like a pinata?
No, I don't even know. I think it's just a way they say the New Year's Eve ball, so it'sYou know, as the countdown begins, it starts to lower, and then when it's at the bottom, that signals the official start.
Of the new year.
Maybe because it was the easiest way for all those people a long time ago to see when the actual moment of midnight was.
是，但那个球不会说什么有什么特别酷的东西，就是它放下来。但等那个球放下来的时候。Something exciting, romantic, crazy is happening.
Right.
Because everyone, almost everyone, is kissing someone.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
而且这个 kiss 呢是需要是 proper French kissing, 是吧是真的要接吻的。
Yeah, no, it's usually just a smooch. But I mean, if you're...
Smooch. Smooch 的意思就是...
It's like a little kiss.
Little kiss.
Just a mwah.
On the cheeks or on
could be
lips?
On the lips, could be on the cheeks, but
都可以
yeah, I think New Year's Eve, if you're not dating someone,、mm. if you're dating someone, or certainly married, you should only be smooching, of course, or kissing the person you're married or dating to. But if you're single and with single people, some people will do like a little kiss on the...
Friendly kiss.
A friendly kiss on the mouth, maybe. But even then, it depends on who you're with, I don't know.
那既然讲到这个新年这么的浪漫要 kiss, 而且我觉得美国文化里真的有一个好像 you don't want to spend New Year alone.
Right.
A lot of these parties, it's a great time to declare your feelings for someone.
No, it's a terrible time to declare your feelings.
It's a terrible one.
To declare your feelings? Yeah, it's a little too crazy and chaotic to declare.
有点 crazy, 但是呢因为真是有这个接吻 smooch 的传统。
Yeah.
所以有很多 romantic possibilities, 浪漫的可能。那我们现在就送给大家一段开言英语新年的时候的付费课程，就是一个很 romantic, 很浪漫的 New Year's Eve party, 我们给大家放一段体会一下。Ben, Happy New Year!
Oh, hi, Angela. Happy New Year. I didn't know you were coming to the party. Are you by yourself?
Yes.
Grab a seat. Would you like a glass of champagne?
Sure, thanks.
It's funny. No matter how old you get, New Year's Eve still feels like the one night where anything is possible.
Yeah? What's your resolution?
Same as always. True love.How about you?
I've never heard a man say that. Well, mine is to live this year as though it were my last.
Wow, yours really beats mine. Yes, let's live.
Let's live. Now, do you want to go up there so we don't miss the countdown?
Sure. But before we join the craziness, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Oh, Chris.我很爱这一节开言英语的课啊 I love that lesson. 就是
Well, Ben is a little, he's a little cheesy.
你觉得他 cheesy, 他很肉麻吗
Yeah.
他真的是一个、哎、我们说 hopeless romantic. 他说他的 New Year's resolution is to find true love.、哎、
yeah, but that also, it either sounds like he's, maybe he's a hopeless romantic. It also kind of sounds like he's just,looking to hook up. It's like trying to say the right thing.
两种可能性，你说 hook up 就是 I just don't want to be alone, 所以任何一个人去搭讪都可以。
Yeah.
但是我好像好浪漫，我说我觉得他是一个 hopeless romantic.
And he really does just want to find true love.
对 ，hopeless 就是你是无药可救的，是一个无药可救的浪漫主义者，相信爱情。所以刚刚这一课里面，我们也讲到了很多，其实是一个特别常用的新年的场景 ，right? This is a very common New Year's Eve party.
Right.
And this might be a conversation you find yourself in.
Hopefully, only if you have those feelings for the other person.
对对对，不过就算你没有说要这个表白啊什么的，那个对话里面讲到什么 resolution,
right?
新年的决心，这些都是很有用的一些词啊。
Right.
像 champagne 啊，什么喝香槟，还有 countdown 倒数。好，那最后呢，旧的一年要过去了，我们真的是非常感谢大家。听众和开云英语用户在这一年里面对我们的支持和信赖，这一年也是我们我觉得走得很快的一年。节目上面现在有很多不同的音频平台，大家可以听到，包括微信里面的这个推送，然后包括开云英语新版本的苹果安卓的 app, 真的都是因为有大家的支持鼓励，才会有我们好节目，然后我们付费课程能够一直的做下去，所以真的特别特别的感谢大家。We thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Yeah.
由衷的感谢。然后我们也最近接到一个好消息，就是 our show, 潘吉杰尼告诉你 won Apple iTunes Podcast of the Year in China.
It's amazing.
It's amazing, 因为 iTunes 就是一年只有就选一个 Podcast of the Year, 全年年度最佳播客，然后今年我们得到了这个 Special Award, 这个 Honor, 殊荣。
Right.
所以对，真的谢谢大家对我们节目的支持。那我们在新的一年里面也会继续 we'll keep up our good work.
Absolutely.
对，会
It'll be an even better year, 2016.
Better year, exactly. 坚持我们用心做的好节目，还有我们的付费课程。因为我觉得大家学英语的这种一直是有这个 need, 有这个需要。你们的需要就是我们最好的一个动力。如果你喜欢我们的节目和付费课程的话呢，谢谢你们的支持，一直学下去。因为学英语真的是一个非常 enriching, 特别快乐。
Absolutely.
特别充实的事情。那我们最后就祝大家 Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Have a great upcoming year.
Exactly.
And let us know what your resolutions are.
是的，是的。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，下次再见。
Bye-bye.